variety of reasons. I also like some individual studies. Tonight I'm going to at least do two parts. Let me ask you this question for a little bit of input from the audience. When I use the word rest, what thoughts do you have when I use the word rest? Anybody? Brittany? Sleeping? Somebody over here? That was yours. Tom, same thing. Yeah. Caitlin, what do you have? Yeah. Rest is a few years off, Caitlin. I just want you to know. Gary, what do you think about rest? Peace. All right. I saw a hand back on this side, didn't I? Yeah, wait a minute. Let's go, Mark. Relaxation, taking it easy. Travis? Refueling. Brother Ron? Retiring. Yes. Yes. Brother John? Spiritual rest. Somebody else? Rest. Yes, Marlene? Time out. Okay. Brother Lewis, did we get yours? Rest in the Holy Ghost. All right. Spiritual rest. Yeah. Mark double dipping on rest here. Yes. A time of reflection. All right. Yes, Tammy. Recharging. All right. For rest. By your definition of rest. Let's get some input. How often do you rest? Stephen? Not enough. How often do you rest by your definition? How many would agree with Stephen, not enough? Whoa! It's a tough crowd tonight. Everybody would rather be resting. What do you think? Is God interested in our rest? And if so, why? So it's not just a yes or no. If you think yes, I want to know why. Or no, I want to know why. Is God interested in our rest? What do you think, Jackie? Yes, so that we can be more effective. Caitlin, what do you think? All right, if it wasn't a priority, God wouldn't have rested on the seventh day. At least while I need to hear answers here, all right? I'm sorry, I can't come up with your name. Yes, that's right. I'm glad you got it right. It is your name. Amen. Ramey, what is your input? Okay, yes, if you didn't hear that, because it's usually when we make time for the Lord. Resting is when we make time for Him. Somebody else, is God interested in our yes or rest and why? Yes, Sister Phyllis. Okay, so you see the physical regeneration and again the empowering as the temple of the Holy Spirit. What do you think, Evan? Okay, so he said yes as a matter of immediate reflection. So after a period of effort, period of work, then a rest allows evaluation of that. Okay, Noah, what do you think? All right, so you say yes, it's innately part of our creation. All right, how about this? When I say the words Sabbath day, what thoughts do you have? Tom? Rest. All right. All right, let's go home. Anybody else? What do you think, Marla? Right. You're not smiling while you're saying any of that. There's not a lick of joy in your face when you're saying that. Okay? All right. All So if you weren't close there, as she talked about the Sabbath, she thought of Sunday and thought about her various investments in the church and the kingdom of God, and it doesn't feel restful to her. Somebody else. Brother Avery. Sabbath as rest. All right, the connection right there. Sabbath day, somebody else. Yes, Noah. Holy. The Sabbath day is holy. All right. Other thoughts about the Sabbath day? Mark? Okay. Spiritual and physical rest. All right. All right. Travis, what do you think, bud? Okay. So Sabbath day has a uniqueness to it, separate from the things that take over our minds the other 6 days, our minds and our efforts. Yeah. Brother Ron. Of creation. Okay, so you make the connection from the Sabbath day to creation and tie that together, all right? Anybody else, something to add we haven't heard already about the Sabbath day? Yes, Brother Mark. Okay, right? So Jesus allowed for resting with his disciples, that they would have a time of rest away from the crowd. So he exemplified some resting. All right? I bring these to our attention and bring this conversation to get us rolling here tonight. There won't be any outlines, so you're on your own to take notes. There will be lots of scripture passages, so you need to have your Bibles fired up or opened, as the case may be. There's a couple of comments that caused me to think about these concepts of rest and the Sabbath. Last month, I listened to a minister talking about Sunday worship, and that he had long explained to congregations that Sunday starts on Saturday. That he had instilled and brought people to understanding that Sunday should, in a disciple's life, the thought process, the preparation, the readiness should start on Saturday. And so that thoughtfulness process, that's been in my mind. And then the second comment that came was from Dr. Littles as he spoke to us a couple of weeks ago. And in the midst of other comments, he also referenced creation. And he said, man was not the last creation, but his final creation was a nap. Do you remember him sliding that in there? On the sixth day, he created man. On the seventh day, he created a nap. Well, he slid that in there pretty good. On the seventh day, God rested. And so from these comments, as often things happen, things start rolling over in my mind. I make a note, I jot something down, and then the Lord starts working me over. And then I start pursuing the scriptures. And in the Bible, regarding the Sabbath day, I found there were elements that I was familiar with. And we have brought them even here tonight. Some of us, as others were making comment, we were, oh yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I think of that. I remember that. If we've been around God for a while, we've looked into scriptures, we're familiar with that. But there were also elements about the Sabbath and rest that were unexpected to me. In fact, as I hope to share and communicate, I found a couple of what I'll call extreme aspects of the Sabbath. Or if you will, two ends of a pendulum swinging back and forth. On one end, a pretty extreme observation, and on the other end, another extreme observation. I think both of these extremes have meaning for us as disciples today. So I'm going to talk about Sabbath extremes. Sabbath extremes. Tonight's part one. Next week is part two, and we'll see if we can conclude the study in those two sessions. one extreme this week. So let's start with some passages of Scripture. Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 1. This has already been referenced a few times, but I want to take us there. Genesis 2, 1, thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. So we note here a couple of things. Number one, Sabbath isn't mentioned here at all. There's no mention of Sabbath. The only mention is that on the seventh day, God rested. I think it's interesting that he rested from all of his work. It doesn't say, well, he put most of it on the back burner and then kept a few things rolling. He rested from all of his work. Why did he do that? He said he blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it because in it he rested, and it refers again from all his work. So he blessed it and sanctified it. Sabbath isn't mentioned there. Sabbath is first mentioned, that word, and tied with rest in Exodus 16. So turn to Exodus 16 and verse 22. There's an element of studying the scripture that references first mention. And we can go back to the first place it's talked about and learn some fundamental things about concepts when they are first brought to light in scripture. So in Exodus 16, 22 is the first mention of Sabbath. The scripture says, and so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning. Now, a couple of things that we notice here. Sabbath rest. Let me ask you, who is doing the resting here? Israel, people, humanity. God's not doing the resting here, correct? So he instructs us to do the resting. As defined in this passage, from what I'm reading right here, what does it mean to rest? What does resting mean right here? Brother Avery? Okay, does it say that specifically here? Marlene, what do you think? It does. But what is resting here? Brother Ron? Well, what physical labor is mentioned here? Patrick? Preparing the day before, but it gives example. So bake what you'll bake today, so should I bake tomorrow? Boil what you'll boil today, so should I boil tomorrow? No? So the preparations, the baking, the boiling, these are the specific things that are labeled right here. Is everybody with me? Even the collecting. You don't go out on the seventh day and collect it. You collect twice as much on the sixth day. You bake it, you boil it, you prepare it, get all dinners ready, put it in the little oven there. What do they call that crazy thing? Crock pot. Put it in the crock pot. Turn it on for 24 hours. Because you're not cooking tomorrow. In this passage, that's what it talks about. Now it says, it's a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So who gets the honor by our resting? The Lord gets the honor. So the Sabbath, by this first passage, we rest as worship to the Lord. Now that sounds kind of funny. Because when we're having a worship service on Sunday, what we don't say is, "Woo! We ought to worship the Lord today. Everybody sit down and relax." That's not what we do. Boy, we're going to worship the Lord today. Kick up your feet. Lay back a little bit. We don't want today's a day of rest. We don't want anybody to do anything today. We're going to worship the Lord in resting. Now, some of you do that anyway. But typically, that's not what we promote in such situations. All right, so verse 24. So they laid it up till morning, as Moses commanded. It did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. Now, this is from the manna in previous days. Everything that was left out overnight got the smell and nasty. It rotted overnight. But on this unique day, as the Lord prepared it, whatever was not baked or whether it was baked or cooked, it stayed an additional day. So there was the miraculous taking place. In verse 25, Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none." Now, it seems really straightforward. Is anybody confused about what this should be doing? 5 days in a row, you just gather what you need for you and your family. You cook it that day. You can't store it, and you eat it. On the sixth day, you gather enough for today and tomorrow. You cook it. It'll stay overnight, and you can eat it on the sixth and the seventh. Everybody with me? Pretty straightforward, except when you're working with people. Caitlin said earlier that she thinks about rest is when you don't have little children. Part of that strenuous activity is the constant instruction and reinforcing and redirecting. I'm getting a serious amen from Skylar and Karen right now. That's what God is dealing with when he works with us. As adults, we work with children, and it's like, you guys just don't know. And when they're little, they just can't understand. I get the biggest kick out of grocery store, mall situation where parents are giving these very mature descriptions to little ones. Right? And those kids don't have a clue what's going on. But parents feel better having these huge descriptions. And the Lord works with us in the same fashion. There are things he just simply cannot explain the fullness of them to us. And so he's just telling us, listen, this is what you need to do. This is the way it needs to go. You're not going to have it all figured out and understood. And yet some of us like, you know what? I don't want to get 2 days' worth on the sixth day. I'm headed back out on the seventh. And that's exactly what happened in verse 27. It's straightforward. It's clear. Everybody understands, except when you're working with people. It happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. So this first declaration, the very first time of Sabbath rest, we find that humans struggle with kingdom rest. In the first go at human Sabbath to honor God, humans struggle with it. Listen, I don't want you to work on the seventh day. Do a little bit of extra cooking on the sixth day, and on the seventh day, don't work. And people have trouble with that. Right from the get-go. Verse 28, the Lord said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. It's important that we see Jesus said in preparation, the Lord said in preparation for the seventh day of rest, he would give double on the sixth day. So the Lord doesn't just call for rest. He provides for it. Now, for some of us, if we don't get anything else, we better grab hold of that tonight. Because for some of us, we don't rest because we don't believe God will provide double on the sixth day. We're not convinced that He'll take care of us on that seventh day. So this is the passage where Sabbath is first addressed. A few chapters later in Exodus 20, he describes it a little bit more. Exodus 20 and verse number 8, the Bible says this: remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I think we had responses about holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Now here we get the broad term. It's not talking about preparation. It's not talking about boiling or collecting or baking. Everybody with me? We get the broader term of don't work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath day of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. So some more definition is provided about this day of rest, the Sabbath. Don't work. Rest is further clarified. Do not work. But notice this, it's just one day. Just one day. In the same essence where the Lord says, don't work on the Sabbath day, he says, work 6 days. Some parents frustrated with non-working children, boy, that'll preach a while. It's not work one day and rest 6 days. It's work 6 days and rest one day. So 6 full days are reserved for working. In other words, God's allowing much more than 40 hours of work to get done. God is not saying you can't provide, you can't get ahead. He's saying there's plenty of time to work. But then we find out why the 6 days to one day ratio. Look at verse number 11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So here we get an understanding and explanation. Some of you in your comments tied together the Sabbath and the creation. Here's where that's done. So there's a clear connection to creation. And I guess we're supposed to glean this. If the creator of the universe took a day off, well, normal humans should do the same. The creator of the universe. Well, preacher, you don't understand all the things I got going on. The creator of the universe. You may have a lot of things going on, but I'm pretty certain you don't have that kind of creating going on. I don't need much sleep. I got a lot of energy. I got a lot of strength. I can work this much. The creator of the universe rested, took a day off. There's that clear connection. Now, some of us, you know what? We struggle, humans, we struggle with relating our circumstances to Almighty Creator. Well, what do I have in common with him? So he rested. How am I in common with that? How does that work with me? What's going on with that? Look in Deuteronomy 5. The same things are reiterated here, but there's a little different reasoning given. In Deuteronomy 5 and verse 12, observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day